Good afternoon, everyone. I didn't realize y'all could assemble so quickly on this afternoon, but welcome. I think today, by virtue of a unanimous court decision, is a great day for democracy in Georgia and a good day for Georgia overall. I think the language that the courts used in their opinion, throwing out the maps, is clear and convincing that what was done to Georgians was wrong, and we need to come back together and fix it. I firmly believe that the tearing apart of our Georgia communities for purely political purposes was wrong. The people of Georgia should be able to choose their politicians rather than having the politicians choose their people. And I'm pleased that the court agreed in a unanimous fashion. I don't see this as a partisan victory, but rather a victory for all Georgians. I will urge Republicans and Democrats alike in the General Assembly to create maps that adhere to traditional redistricting principles. In fact, the Senate last year passed a bill dealing with just such principles, and it resides in the House. That's a great place to start from. The districts that create should be compact, keep communities of interest together, and they should be fair. In short, they should be fair and they should be square, and that's what we hope we'll see. I think it's interesting to note that we had Republican judges and Democratic judges on this panel, and they came to a unanimous decision. I think that's a good model for us in the General Assembly, for the General Assembly to come to, where Democrats and Republicans elected among Georgia come together and put our Georgia back together again. We should not waste any more of the taxpayers' money in the courts of Georgia. We should do what people are elected to do and to come draw fair maps for its citizens. So it's time for our legislators, both Republicans and Democrats, to come together and put Georgia back together again. In closing, I want to just read one quote from the opinion that I think is so very clear. It says, simply stated, an individual's right to vote for state legislators is unconstitutionally impaired when its weight in a substantial fashion is diluted when compared with the votes of citizens living in other parts of the state. That's what this case was always about, and that's what we need to fix.